Senator, the female assailant in the San Bernardino attack reportedly pledged allegiance to Islamic State in an online media post. What conclusion do you draw from that and the links, if any, between the assailants and Islamic State?
Well, it seems to represent these self-radicalized individuals who, without any direct back and forth communication, and this is still very early in the investigation, identify with and pledge in some respects allegiance to ISIL or other radical groups. And this gives them sort of not just motivation, but sort of in their minds, I think, distorted legitimacy to do these terrible, terrible things. The more troubling aspect would be if there was, in fact, some type of link to ISIL where there was directions or suggestions. That hasn't been established yet, but that's where I assume the intelligence and law enforcement people are looking. But it's not uncommon to have these kind of self-radicalized individuals make statements in general saying that they are supportive.
These assailants did not appear to be on the radar of U.S. intelligence. What can be done to try to guard against more of these attacks in the future?
This is probably the most significant threat that we face, which is individuals who have no obvious public sort of statements, no contact continuously with other outside people, and yet have within their minds and hearts these very malign thoughts about attacking. I think we have to maintain very, close rapport with all the communities in the United States so that we're able to pick up signs. And one of the things that was very disturbing about this situation is even their closest relatives had no indication, no suspicion. The brother of the individual, the man, was in the United States Navy. So he was born in the United States. So not the typical signs of someone who is radicalized and will act on that radicalization. But this is what we have to be concerned about: good intelligence, and I think just as importantly, very open communication with all the communities in the United States and getting their advice and their input as to individuals or situation which might be problematic.
We like to think that we are a resilient people and a resilient country, but if there are more of these attacks, even more serious attacks, how do you think that will impact the United States, civil liberties, et cetera?
Well, there's always a balance between national security and civil liberties. And in the immediate effect of 9/11, we passed the Patriot Act, and we did so because there was huge concern on everyone's part that we could be attacked again and again and again. That contributed, I think, at least trying to get a handle on some of the threats at that time. Those threats have evolved and changed. In some cases, they're even more challenging today. But we have to always be conscious of this balance between being able to protect ourselves, but also recognizing civil liberties. It's a difficult, difficult line to draw, and we've redrawn it and periodically as we've understood more about the threat, but also more about sort of the technologies that are being used. It's going to be a constant struggle.
Senator Jack Reed, thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you, Ian.